Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a share public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household or for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or as a volunteer or on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Now, 1 second. Sorry. With which political party are you registered? Are you Democrat, not affiliated?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you planning to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote or not very likely to
vote?
Okay.
I vote.
You will definitely vote. Okay. What is your age, like between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over
75. Okay. Got it. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida that are going to in the right directions, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Do you think there's a right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, economic issues like taxes and government spending, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in the Washington, D.C., or cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights.
The border.
Okay. Illegal immigration. Okay. Now, you will not be given a list of some public officials that you might be very familiar with, okay? Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? Now, Addie Owens is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
No opinion,
okay.
How many more questions you got?
Just a few. We're just about
okay.
to finish. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
My president.
Okay, very favorable, okay. Is that very favorable for you? Just want to...
That's what?
Okay. Mike Levine, I'm sorry, it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Ron DeSantis is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, very
favorable.
Very favorable?
Yep.
Okay. Kerry Baker is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Yes.
Okay. And Mark Jordan is very favorable.
No opinion.
Okay. No opinion. David, sorry, you said Mark Jordan and David Jordan?
No opinion.
Okay. Kate Farner? Verifiable, somewhat verifiable.
Never heard of.
Okay, no opinion. Nankov is verifiable, somewhat verifiable. Somewhat unfairable, verifiable, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of.
And last one, Anthony Sabatini, verifiable, I'm sorry. Somewhat unfairable, very unfairable.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Okay, now if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Addie Owens, Nan Cuff, Keith Farner, Mike Levine, or you on the side? Like,
I don't know who I'd vote for yet there.
Have you heard Eric Owens, Nan Cuff, Keith Farner?
I don't know yet.
Okay, so you're on the side. Okay.
But I gotta go.
I just almost finished. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you learning towards? Like Addie Owens, Dan Cove, Keith Farner, Mike Levine?
Mike, I guess.
Okay. And from the same list of the candidate, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State, for the Florida State House? Addie Owens, Dan Cove, Keith Farner?
Yeah, the last one.
Keith Farner, okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better?
Better off.
Worse, or not
better.
Changed much? Got better. Okay, gotten better. Now, generally speaking, which come closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding and less. Were overseas and given billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies, and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight the for conservative principles. Or bipartisanship is good as a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there are less gridlock and more gets done. For the average person, we need more of the partisanship in government. Which one?
Partisanship.
Is it best or a good thing, the bipartisanship?
That's good.
Okay, good, okay. Now, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? The first, I'm voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, I am voting for Donald Trump, and I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance.
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
You're voting for Donald
Trump? I'm voting for Donald Trump, and Biden ought to be thrown out. And I'm sorry,
okay.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Bye.